Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Jeff looks like if he loses this battle, he's going to turn this minivan right around.
Jay, I really appreciate how you were framing me as the whiter guy in the battle tonight.
Jeff.
but let's be honest. You're a rich white kid that grew up in the South. Your family crest is probably a black guy hanging from another black guy.
Welcome to Roast Battle. We're here all the time. I'm here with Coach T, the DJ.
That's all I do.
No, you're more than that, Coach. Come on.
That's all I do.
Music coordinator, too. Also, Pat Barker, our Roast Battle aficionados here.
That's legitimately all I do.
Okay. And you battle sometimes.
Once in a while, yeah.
When you go on the road. And we're here to talk about roasting. We always do it. Hey, our guest today, he's internet famous. He's roasted the panel on America's Got Talent. He's roasted on the television show. Everybody in this room, make a left for Alex Hooper.
Hello. I felt the love right there anyway, guys.
Damn right.
Yeah.
They made no noise for you.
I'm glad to be here anyway. Yeah. It's fine. We've made enough noise for me over the past few years. It's fine.
We really have.
Roast
man.
Battle legend. Right?
Sure.
This guy's he's been around since the very beginning. Who's on that short list of people you still want to battle? Just
Earl,
out of curiosity.
Earl. I really
mean. Oh, this is perfect.
Earl Duncan, baby.
Earl's ducking. Oh, yeah.
Earl's been ducking you?
I mean, he just doesn't want to do it anymore.
That's called ducking.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Welcome to the club.
You asked him to his face?
I've asked him to do it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And it's because the kind of thing where I've asked Jeff. I'm like, Jeff, let Earl and I battle on TV. That is good fucking TV of two huge personalities just like running into each other at 1,000 miles per hour. It's like two trains exploding together, you know? And so that's one of the ones where there's, you know, a few people left that I never got to go.
I think Earl won't do it because he thinks you guys are too similar.
Maybe.
They're not too similar.
Listen.
This is more Earl's perspective, I'm saying.
Listen, man, that's very nice of you, Mr. Moses. You're playing, devil's advocate, thing of that nature. But Earl came up here and he had nothing but heat for everybody. He told me that he was the greatest. He said that everybody's fucking list was bullshit. He had nothing but drama for everybody. And now the listeners find out that Alex Hooper, who took down Pat, who used to have a belt, who's got how many millions of views with that online shit?
I mean, overall, like 20.
Overall, 20 million views?
Yeah, because it got up to almost 8 million on Facebook.
But he only got time for Jimmy Carr? He don't got time for...
Olivia Graves.
He said Earl has... Stop it. You're doing too much.
He wants to battle Olivia and Jimmy.
Earl told us he only has time for Jeff Ross. He said that's the only battle he'll do.
Yeah. I think the listeners want to know why he's not coming at Alex. At some point, you got to look like Alex is a legend, man.
Even though
it's weird and he got to tell and shit, he's still a legend.
Yeah, true. I mean, Earl has his own. I love Earl to death. Him and I are great friends, and we only have the utmost respect for each other. He just doesn't want to do the roast battle so much anymore, and that's totally fine. But that's one of the people that I would definitely step back.
He wants to do the roast battle on TV. He wants to do the roast battle. And Earl, when he was up here, he did not have that hesitation and respect for his peers that you have in your voice, which is why I'm coming like this.
Hey, man.
Well, that's I legitimately, even when I was winning and I had the record and everything like that, I never thought I was just better than everybody, because I just said, like, I'm playing the game really well right now, but I'm never one. I think everybody has their own lane and we're all going to find our way eventually. As long as you stay in fucking comedy and you do what's true to you, you're going to find your fans and you're going to find your people that are going to believe in you and lift you up. And Earl's doing that himself. I'm doing that myself. And I just think that everybody gets theirs eventually. Like, it's taken Earl longer than he wanted it to, which is why he's so bitter. But, like, honestly, he's the voice
Earl
of a
bitter?
TV show. Oh, I know.
Oh, boy.
But he's the voice of a TV show. So, he's so, like Dylan.
Let's correct this up a little bit. I think your last statement is true about you. You stay in the game, find your people, and they lift you up.
For sure.
That's not the vibe I got from Earl. Earl was like, I'm in the game. I'm stepping on people because I should be up.
Maybe. I mean, you know.
So that's why you need to battle his
But ass. I think that's why it's taken.
Listen, if this was pre-Nigger Pussy Alex, he'd be the same way. Post-Nigger Pussy Alex, tail, humble.
Yep. I found spirituality, man.
And that being said, let's bring up these two bad motherfuckers. This lady I'm bringing to the stage, she's number one in the rankings. She's got a belt for being the best roast battler in this fucking city. Please make it very loud for Leah Kajani. Now, you're battling Alex Hooper. Why'd you say yes to this?
I mean, why not? I don't know.
It's good to have you here.
I want to battle him.
All right, this next cat, number two in the rankings. He's a bad dude, too, from Baltimore. Make it up for Alex Hooper. So you're battling the champ. Why you say yes to the champ?
A girl said yes to me. Are you kidding? Of course I'm going to do it.
It's the best answer I've ever fucking heard in my life.
Hey,
one go.
Moses, before we start, hang on. Can I get Leah to sign this, please, so everyone knows this is consensual? Please. Just so she knows. If you could
beautiful.
Just go ahead and sign that for me.
While you sign this consent form. Hey, rule one, nothing's off limits except for physical contact. So Alex, don't fucking touch her, all right? second rule, original material only. Both these guys are writers, not worried about that. And rule three, at the end of every battle, we hug each other. Boy. Whatever. Round one, tip for tat. 1 minute, who's going first?
I'll go first.
You're a gentleman. Let's fucking do this. Leah, Alex, let's roast.
Most of you don't recognize Leah. Normally, there's a small man on her back whipping her to go faster.
You look like the Grinch who sold Christmas to buy meth.
Supports Hillary Clinton because after years of laser hair removal, she's tired of feeling the burn.
Alex was an acting major in college.
You sure you don't want to stop? That might be enough.
Oh, that's great.
Because someone has to play the ugly dude when Steve Buscemi dies.
Leah, you're a beautiful Armenian woman and an even more beautiful Mexican man.
What's up with your voice? The first time I heard you on stage, I thought someone was fisting a seal.
That's how you roast battle! Jamar, where'd you get them shorts from? Damn. Where'd you get them shorts from?
They're Leslie Jones diapers.
Thank you. And they go, hey, make a lot for these two. That was round one. That was outstanding.
I just think that's important. So the people, because we got a lot of new listeners that are testing us out. So it's like, it's really important. So we go back in the day. Frank was like the first long streak undefeated battler.
Yeah.
And then you were the next undefeated long streak battler.
Yep.
And then how did the belt go from you to Eli? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, because, well, after TV, after the Roast Battle Season 2, New York started calling out LA saying, like, you guys are a bunch of bitches. You're just actors in costumes. They're trying to do this.
And they were talking about you.
They were talking specifically
really?
About me.
Yeah.
And the thing
I thought they only did that because Frank was on the internet bitching.
And
they
kind of
and they felt the need to respond to that.
No, I think this was more of an Alex Hooper thing because you battled Scott Chaplin from New York Season 2 and you did the same thing you did to me. You came out in that costume and everything, and I know it made a lot of New Yorkers really upset.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even a costume. I'm just wearing a fur coat over silk pajamas looking fucking boss on television.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It was
passing out candy.
Yeah.
Right. That was my thing. I was like, I'm going on TV. Does this other person know that they're going on TV?
But either way, New York got really upset about that and then called us out, and three of us went out to New York to battle them on their home turf.
Yeah.
You want to talk about playing a villain?
Oh,
Alex at the stand in New York in that room.
Who did you take an L to, though?
Eli.
Eli was the one who beat you?
No matter what,
that's my guy.
Yeah,
never going to let me win. Especially because Keith and Pat both won their battles. There was no fucking way. Like, Lewis started it by going, like, New York, are we really going to let LA come into our house and do this to us? And then people, as I walked to the stage, the whole room was chanting Eli.
Yeah.
Like,
though.
So that at that point I went, fuck it, dude. Like, there's nothing I can do.
So just so people understand, yeah, you had that feeling and Eli is their guy over there on the East. And then so you would think that when Eli comes to the West Coast, it would be similar.
Because we don't care as much.
We have the best football team in the fucking league and nobody even knows that in this town.
We are skeptical to outside people. We make them prove it to us. We make a battle rapper prove it. We don't just give it to them. We who are you? We listen to your jokes. I don't think we just open arms. But I felt like Eli slayed it. So what I'm saying is because that's how good Eli is.
But what I will say is that they made me and Keith prove it, but they gave us an opportunity to prove it. We went into New York and we had to really kill it for them to be like, all right, these guys are great. But for Alex, they were so worried about losing 3-0 and getting swept that they were like, we're not even going to give him a chance
to prove
it.
I'm on board with that, and I think that's it. But I'm like, well, I'm trying to build up Eli because when Eli came to the West Coast, that's when I was like, oh, this guy is for real.
Oh, he was great.
He beat you and then came in with us with so much swagger.
What hurt for me is that I had really good jokes that night, and for the first two rounds, they wouldn't acknowledge that they were good jokes. Yeah, like the crowd was basically like, it doesn't matter what you say.
Right. When I watched the Periscope, that's what I saw. I was like, they don't even care what he's saying now.
And the thing
is, that's unfortunate, New York.
Yeah. And I had a couple jokes in there that fraternity one, I can't remember exactly, about him fucking a pig or something like that, was fucking gold.
What was the joke?
Fucking gold joke?
It was something about Eli pledged a fraternity. They made him get drunk, get naked, and then suck a pig's dick. And then he decided to pledge a fraternity or something like that. It was something like that where it was like,
okay.
it was such a well-written joke. And like that,
and
I
didn't get nothing. Nobody.
That's when they started. That was my first one in the third round. And they kind of had to be like, all right, this is funny. Like we can't, it's hard to not laugh, to be like, I'm not going to laugh at anything this guy says. If it is genuinely funny, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's not fun for the audience.
Round two, a little bit different. They both get 30 seconds apiece, spit as many jokes as possible. So, Leah, you won the first round. So, do you want to go first or defer to Leah? Are you ready? Are y'all ready? Yeah. Act like you won it, audience. Yeah. Battle. Leah, Alex, round two. Let's roast.
Alex is so dried out, roasting him indoors is a fire hazard. Alex was in the movie Mad Max. He played the drought. Alex runs a show called Crave, which is how we all feel about water when we look at him.
Leah's dad was a salesman, and her mom is an eyebrow. Leah always stays grounded because her knuckles scrape it. After this roast, you can catch Leah on the patio selling turquoise jewelry off a carpet.
That was awesome. Fuck yeah, round two.
So now, so people that understand, so the first long-term champ, Frank, then you lose it to Eli. Eli comes over here, and now we're bringing it back to Earl. Doesn't call Earl. doesn't even allow Earl to battle, and he just battles Keith Carey, right?
Well, that was a big... I mean, that's you can go through history of that for whatever reason that happened. I think that's a whole other podcast that would need to happen, why that whole thing. But that's, you know...
Why Eli... Eli told us that, look, I'm not... I don't think Earl is the guy. He says, if I'm going to give a title shot, it should go to Keith Carey.
Yeah, because Keith writes his own jokes. That's what he said.
Keith, the thing is, Keith is an amazing, absolutely. No one's going to argue how great he is at battling. The thing is, though, he's also extremely beatable because he has so much.
Are you trying to say that he came out here to give a shot, but he also wanted to go back with the victory?
100%.
I think he also
wanted to have an amazing battle. If you battle Keith, everybody's best battle.
You know what
happens
if he goes against Earl?
He knew that he could A, have a better, an easier time probably beating Keith, and B, just have a better battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just said it, but it literally would have been the same thing as Alex going out there battling Eli. The whole crowd would have been chanting Earl. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Earl would have came out in his leather pants.
So that means that Earl beats Eli in the belly room.
He doesn't want to go. He didn't want to go because a character in LA.
Say that?
I think he would have for sure.
So that means some of Earl's disdain and frustration is then justified.
I'm not saying that everything he's saying isn't completely, I mean, but isn't based in reality, but I think he's got a legitimate gripe, and I think he would have.
No, he has legitimate gripe.
He would have won
on the TV show.
I think he would have won. TV show is TV show.
I'm just going to throw this out there.
Two statements. Yeah. Number one, I think Eli Sayers is the best roast battler in the world. And number two, I think he would have been beat by Earl in the belly room.
I think so, too. That's interesting.
But you say he's the best even though you beat him on TV.
He made a really bad mistake against me strategically.
Which to me is the greatest piece of this whole puzzle because now we don't. You know, now no one understands it. It just sounds like we're making this shit up. You're like, you mean this little dead baby guy? Like, no. This dude was really bringing heat for a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and that's one of, I wanted to bring that up so we can kind of understand that. Because we got to get creative, and we want some drama, and we want some WWE type shit. And
I mean, that's
we open this thing with nigger pussy. I think it gets no more WWE.
That needs its own episode.
Last round, we're tied up. It's going back to tit for tat. Leah, Alex, last round. Let me hear you. Yeah. Let's roast.
Hey Alex, you won that staring contest in the 90s. You can go ahead and blink now.
Leah doesn't wear shorts because she might trip over her pubes.
Your eyelids look like they've been erased and redrawn too many times.
Lee is so disproportionate, the clothes at Ross fit her perfectly.
You look like you're constantly waving off rescue helicopters.
Leah's never dealt with rape. I mean, she tried, but he fought her off.
How are you so dry? Did a towel fuck your mom during a dust storm?
This isn't the first time Leah's been roasted. She was burned at the stake in the 1600s.
Wow, that was. Yo, make it loud for these two, please. That was outstanding work. That was fun. Damn. All right, folks. There is a winner tonight.
please make it very loud for Alex Hooper.
Yeah.
Hug each other. That was great work, you two. Thank you, guys.
Did we start with nigger pussy?
No,
you don't
want to
start with
no.
that?
I feel like we should start with nigger pussy.
God, no.
Because nobody understands that. So, Moses.
It's like, we really got to get into it.
So, for the listeners at home.
This is deep archive origin of a roast battle. So, roast battle starts with a few rules, right? It's original material only. And I think it's no physical contact. Like, don't fight because it's all about the words. Because if you fought, we'd get canceled. Just like a show at the comedy store. And there was a rule that if you're a white guy and you're battling another white guy, that you could say you could use one N-word.
There was that
you could
rule
use the N-word
at N-word apiece.
One and so,
time.
Yeah, one nigger apiece by a white guy. And some guys use that to their advantage.
I I have to talk about it now, obviously.
Yes. And we got a lot of flack when you used it. You and Rich Slayton.
Rich used it first, and I used it in retort, and I almost threw up after I said it. I've never felt worse about anything I've said on stage in 9 years of comedy. That moment was like, my stomach just went, ugh,
oh,
like it
man.
Dropped out from under me.
Yeah, I wasn't very prepared.
It didn't feel good.
It was just spiteful. It wasn't like a, it was more of a, yeah, it was like a really mean, spiteful.
That was a huge turning point for me in the way that I wanted to not just do roast battle, but do comedy as a whole, because I did say that just to offend people.
Right.
Like, because I was in the room and I said, I'm going to do this to offend people. And if you look at like my battles before that and after that, I had this huge turn where suddenly I was more silly and more creative.
I would love.
And my writing got way, way stronger because I made it a focus that I was going to beat people in a way that was clever and not as much mean.
I would love to talk about that because I feel like I was at the peak of that turn.
Oh, you certainly were, sir.
Yeah. Because to me, there were two distinct eras of Alex Hooper. One was, when I first came around, you won all the time.
You were the king.
Every single battle.
Yeah.
You never had any really memorable jokes that I love, but you had this aggression and you had this personality on stage where you were like in a fight.
Yes.
And then the new era of Alex Hooper is you don't care if you win at all. There's no competitiveness in you anymore. It's
carefree,
all about
free
being
spirit. Yeah.
Yeah, silly and fun.
I lose constantly now. And almost every time I battle, I lose because I set myself up in this way to basically be a buffoon. You know, I give the audience a reason to just be like, look at this fucking asshole up here. But it makes it more fun for me and the show.
And so. I was the battle where you made that switch.
Yes.
And it was one of the most confusing moments of my life.
Dizzy, bro.
Love it. Hey, this guy wrote for television, that got canceled, but then was on television at the Road to Roast Battle 2 weeks ago here in the Belly Room. Ladies and gentlemen, he's about to have a baby as well, Pat Barker.
Hey, you guys remember when you used to play that Mike Tyson punch out and a fat dude would just sit for a second and it's
the little birds flying around his head and shit? Yeah.
That shit was hilarious.
All right.
Hey.
Tell me, what did Bill Simmons say about this match you're about to go to?
He's excited. I'm excited, too. This is a good networking opportunity for me. Like you mentioned, my show just got canceled. And when you can battle somebody who works at a big studio, you do it. It's Universal Studios. It's more of an amusement park. Alex sells tickets there. He makes minimum wage. It's kind of sad when I say it out loud. One more thing before we get to the battle. I just want to tell everybody, after I win the championship tonight, ooh, I've already booked January 17th for your funeral.
Oh! I love this shit.
Why is everyone picking on me tonight?
Because you're next. Let me get through this. You're a dead man.
Well, listen, I enjoyed working with you in Montreal. Oh, wait, you weren't there.
Oh! Pretty good, pretty good.
Wow, Pat.
What did I do tonight?
This is good.
He's a nice guy.
This is the challenger. Let's bring up that champ.
He's already on to his next battle this fucking
hey,
night.
Hey, let's get... Alex. Let's get this shit going, man.
It's his third. He's got cholesterol.
It's true.
I gotta take a shot.
All right. This guy looks like Chunk from the Goonies. Shout out to Corey. He's from Baltimore. He's been on television a bunch. He was on Road to Roast Battle twice now. Everybody, the champ! Alex Hooper.
So just so we're all on board here, Pat Barker is an absolute juggernaut.
Yes.
The guy is a beast. He goes in there, has very deep
from
jokes.
From X-Men?
Yeah, that guy.
More of a Jubilee.
They have the same guy. So then we have Alex. We have Alex Hooper here. Alex Hooper just keeps winning, but we, you know, we don't kind of get it. We're not mad at him, but he keeps winning.
Yeah.
And then this is for the belt, right?
Yeah.
When you battle him,
this was for the title. This was
so
like
hold on. Was
ago.
This the first belt ever?
No, we.
No.
How did you get the belt before? Then?
I never had the belt.
And
he,
how did you?
He was
it?
The champ.
How did you? Oh, you just had it because
just by winning a bunch of times, and I beat Frank Castillo was the main. Was kind of the first like, oh, Frank had the belt, and then I beat Frank, and it was kind of like, okay, now I get the imaginary belt.
Gotcha.
You know.
So everyone listening at home. So Frank was the first champ.
Yes,
the first belly room champ. Hooper beats him, but Bat Barker is coming on his ass strong. Anyone taking money? It's got their money on Pat Barker. But then you come out and you got a tell and some smoke and some absolute weird shit going on.
Yep.
Can you please describe that outfit?
I mean, if watch my America's Got Talent clip or my Roast Battle 2 clip against Matt Broussard and you'll see it. But it's a red furry sequined unitard with leggings and a blue light-up tail.
Moses couldn't even, like, referee. He was so busy staring at your ass.
Well, it's...
Cheeks was popping.
There's not much ass there.
All right. I've never seen your natural form, Alex.
Brian,
wow. You should be battling
pause.
Boone.
Jesus Christ, man.
Brian, I told you I like to eat pussy, and this one will keep me fed for years.
So fucking what is right happening?
Fuck. You just are Molly. You know what I mean? You just embody everything that's bad and right about
Look,
Molly.
Look, Brian, we better make this quick. It's after midnight, so at any moment, Pat could turn back into a pumpkin.
When'd you become Snagglepuss? What the fuck's happening right now?
Stop.
All right, let's do it. Yo, wow. All right. This is a weird show. It's been the weirdest show ever.
I got, Moses,
yeah.
I got my money on Little Red Roasting Hood.
You have incredible legs.
Thank
God
you,
damn it.
Thank you very much.
Great legs. All right.
Moses, and let's just take note again for people that don't know, this is Alex, the guy with the tail. Is your reigning defending Roast Battle champion. And this is a really big deal right now. Pat and he have prepared for weeks for this battle. And I'm excited to see what's about to happen.
This is
for the championship of Roast Battle.
And you changed up the way you delivered the jokes as well.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of shifted my voice. I became this persona of just like, it's still me in there, but it's very much like let's just be silly and have fun.
All right, it's three rounds. First round's different. Ted, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Champ wants it. Shit.
Woo!
Yes.
All right, fuck. Let's just do it. Let's roast.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my opponent, Fat Porker. Fat had to leave Philadelphia. With his odd shape and huge crack, kids kept mistaking him for the Liberty Bell.
I have no idea what to do with this. None. 14 battles, I've never seen this. But it was a good fat joke. He's right. I do think about eating constantly. Although, in my defense, it's kind of hard not to when my opponent looks like he's been preheated at 450 degrees.
Thank you, animated moldy pizza. Fought in the Tet Offensive so we could have a son whose tits are offensive.
How is it possible that Corey Feldman isn't even close to the weirdest person here tonight? Alex, you look like the caveman that discovered getting fired for failing a drug test.
Well, Pat's never done drugs, which means he has no excuse for looking like that. this maraschino hedgehog. If Pat's eyes were any smaller, they'd be his balls.
Oh, man, you got a little balls.
Hey, in all seriousness, actually, Alex is very, very friendly. When I first moved to LA, he walked up and introduced himself because legally, that's what sex offenders are required to do.
Cute.
That is it. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Woo! One more time. That's the first round of the title match. It is scary in here. Fuck, I'm attracted to you. I don't know what's happening.
I don't do black men.
Oh.
Smart decision. Real smart.
That's just a nag. I'll get it. Don't think I won't.
You know, it's one of those moments where I battled with it for so long in my own mind. I'm like, am I really going to go on stage at the Comedy Store and wear this? I mean, that place has so much history. That's where. And then I thought about the history and I was like, yes, this is exactly where I'm going to fucking do this. Because that stuff that like Andy Kaufman and Jim Carrey and guys like that, that's exactly where they would have experimented like that. And I see people carrying on the tradition. If you watch Jamar in the late night right now, he's putting on some weird ass outfits and trying shit that he's like, I don't know if this is going to work, but
right.
I'm going to go
for
it.
But he's allowed to, right.
But I'm going to go fearless. For it. Yeah. And there was that, and I had that moment of like, be fearless and just go up there and do it. Who gives a fuck? Just have fun.
Jason Reitman, what do you think about this outtake from Juno?
Oh, that's just hitting it right in the head. Yeah, whose ass trip are we on right
Speechless,
now?
Speechless, I think.
I am so confused by this battle right now.
So was Alex.
I honestly, I've...
I've never seen like, you speechless.
I know. I really admire this as a technique, though. I mean, he really surprised the shit out of you.
I did not expect that.
And right, yeah.
There is no tactic. Defense for... I... Yeah.
So you're voting for Alex?
I think so.
Right? We don't know what's... By the way, he's so in character. Fuck.
Alex,
oh, shit. Yeah.
Anyway, Chrissy, what do you think?
Yo, I've seen a lot of things tonight, man. First time I've seen a leotard and been able to identify it.
It's a romper, Chris.
No, that's not a romper, nigga.
Not anymore.
With a fucking hoodie on that shit. But the fact that he is wearing all of this and yo jokes couldn't land harder with him wearing that bullshit was like just a testament to how dope Alex's jokes were. Cause this nigga is wearing Christmas lights on a tail that's not his. Like how the fuck are you missing that? That's crazy. Alright.
Yeah, I can't stop looking. It's crazy. Go ahead, Tom.
I mean, I'm gonna keep being the technical nerd. Earlier, I referenced being a UFC fan and a fan of roast battle. What I didn't mention while halfway still coming out of the closet is that I'm a huge professional wrestling fan. And the game that the champ is playing right now is full swagger, full commitment, and he's still in it. Pat, what's a beautiful as well is that Pat is here to fight. I mean, he's throwing fucking bows. It's happening. Yeah. You're seeing a battle. And something to keep in mind, like I mentioned that last battle, is some people throw round one because they'll backload those last two rounds. Pat could be doing that right now.
Yeah, he threw him.
But without a doubt, I mean, let's go champ. I give that round to Morgan Murphy.
Let's go champ.
Morgan Murphy, round one.
Let's go champ. Yeah. Yeah, this is our version of Gold Dust, if you guys remember Gold Dust. Yeah, it's just angel dust. That's what that is right there. It's just disgusting. All right,
Pat, you got a grip on this now? Get a good look at him.
I'm good.
All right.
All right. So that's a clean sweep for Alex.
Alex, congratulations. You got round one. Yes. All right.
Go ahead. What do you think?
I think round two, Pat, I think you have to loosen up and have some more fun because he's having too much fun. You got to rise to the occasion now, buddy. You're too good to go down.
Let's have fun, everybody. Huh? Who wants to have some
Pat,
fun?
Pat, you may have to unbutton one button up there up top.
Or so, I don't know. Yeah.
My fairy godmother costume. Yeah.
I want to know, after the battle, Alex, I want to know who you're channeling right now and like what actually is happening.
Oh, this is all me, Jeffrey. Don't you worry. Okay. Champ.
Let's go, champ.
It's a side of you nobody's seen.
Round two is different. You guys know it. 30 seconds apiece. As many jokes as possible. Pat, you lost that first round, so Alex, do you want to go first or defer to Pat?
Doesn't he get to choose?
I get to choose.
My bad. Whatever. I'm high on him right now.
Yeah, no.
Fuck
who
it.
Who isn't?
I will defer.
All right. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Woo! Round two. Let's roast!
Look at this dinner roll model. Instead of exchanging vows, Pat read his wife a grocery list. Pat's trying to continue his bloodline, but his wife doesn't want to have sex with a bottle of ranch dressing. In fact, I asked Pat's wife what having sex with him feels like. She told me to imagine being repeatedly slapped by a giant dodgeball.
Let's go, champ. Let's go, champ.
It's a cold business.
Alex mentioned continuing the bloodline, and my wife is actually 12 weeks pregnant. I'm not even a dad yet, and I'm already battling the monster that's gonna live under my kid's bed someday. Let's talk about drugs. That seems appropriate right now, right? Alex loves drugs so much, he refused to leave his meth lab as it was exploding. Alex has smoked so much weed, the red eye spread to his entire body. Alex will smoke any weed except for poison ivy. He applies that topically.
I mean,
dude, you got.
Oh. Hey, that's round two. Make a loud. I can't. I mean, that America's Got Talent, that's a prime example of it.
Before we get there, though.
Yeah.
When you saw this motherfucker, Pat,
yeah,
what happened? When did you just start? Did you need your inhaler?
I need that regularly anyway. But no, he had done intros before. He would usually come out and do like a theatrical intro. But then when the battle started, he went back to being the same aggressive, like, sort of person.
Yeah.
It's sort of like you're game planning for the Patriots. And you're like, well, Tom Brady's going to throw it 45 times and, you know, he's going to go deep. And then
got a double Gronk.
Right. And then they come out and they like don't even have football players. They have like ballet dancers. And you're like, wait, what the fuck? Like, it was so far off of my game plan. I was just stunned.
Yeah, he stole the room, man.
Yeah, he for sure did, because the intro itself was insane, because you played some sort of like sort of EDM track.
Yeah.
People in the crowd were throwing glow sticks onto the stage.
I came out with a trench coat on, like,
right,
not revealing my outfit, and then I just dropped it, and I had a bunch of people in the audience. I gave a bunch of people in the audience glow sticks,
and the EDM
I dropped the trench
beat
coat.
Drops.
Yeah.
And people
and
I'm standing there completely flabbergasted, getting smacked upside the head by glow sticks that are being thrown from the crowd.
I had my whip with me too.
And I was like, okay, well, once the battle starts, we'll get back to normal. And it never happened.
No.
And the funny thing, it fucked me up so much in my head that afterwards I was like, well, I didn't stand a chance to win that battle because of all this shit. And then I went back and listened, and it's like, by the third round, we were pretty even.
Some of your jokes, I think, hit harder because of
very
what
possible,
I was wearing.
But on stage, in the moment, I felt so defeated from the beginning. But I look back, and I'm like, man, if you had just taken a second to gather yourself and prepared that third round a little bit better, because I started moving all the jokes around, because I panicked when I didn't have to.
When you said I'm already battling battling the monster under my kid's bed right now, I think that one hit hard. There's a lot of things that like contribute to me like becoming whatever the fuck I'm becoming, you know. Doing all these like festivals and like finding like the love of like of dogs and like all these people like supporting what I do and stuff. Like, there's a lot of reasons why I've become like what I've become. But that was like a definitive moment in comedy for me where I just said like, oh, I can literally do whatever I want up here.
Yeah.
And
I'm
going to start doing whatever I want up here. Yeah. And people will either like it or they don't, but I'm going to focus on the people that do, and those people will be my fans. And if you're not for it, that's okay.
Yeah. So can I get another nigga pussy joke?
It's my closer on my next album. Like, don't you worry.
I'm so impressed by this main event tonight. You guys are really so funny, both of you.
Yes.
Who's ready? Who's ready?
Who wants it? Who's scared?
You know, I'm excited about that round, and here's why. Because last battle, I went with who I thought won round two, clearly, because I didn't want to see a round three. This one, I'm so on the line that I'm literally leaning towards Pat. Because one interesting thing is I haven't seen that many people go after Alex's skin condition that, like, straight on and formatted. The red eye and the fucking, what was the last one?
Poison ivy on my face.
What's interesting is that like the champion literally has a thin skin of armor. Like it's like, but that's just
it's
funny.
It's actually quite thick.
But
shit. Right.
But I definitely want to see a round three. I feel like Pat might have something up his sleeve. This is one where I have to see what Alex has up his sleeve.
Absolutely.
Sure. Let's go.
He's got eczema. Go ahead, Chris.
Yo, that battle was great. Like at first when you were going, of course I was like, oh shit, Alex got this. Dog, you swinging hard, like you do not want to lose this. No. And I want to see a round three. I need to see this go another I just need to see it go again.
Yeah,
right. I have nothing funny to say, bitch.
Reitman's analyzing. I gotta hear what he's gonna say about this.
JR,
I
right,
I mean, the crazy thing is you're both really fucking funny and you're both writing great jokes, but I'm yeah, I'm at a loss. I wish I had something smarter to say. What you're doing is very impressive.
That's how I felt after Up in the Air.
Let's go, champ!
He's in Rosebud.
I loved Up in the Air.
It was...
Keep pandering, Pat. Keep pandering.
I'll tell you what's up in the air, the outcome of this fucking battle. Let's go, round three.
I mean, Up in the Air is really good, actually. It was the Academy Award nominated. All right. Maybe Labor Day was about. Anyway, all right, let's fucking get to this. It's the last round. We're tied up. Jeffrey, who's going first?
Oh, wow. Who wants to go first?
Oh, I'll go first.
Oh, shit.
I knew it. This is the tied up round three. This is for the championship. This is fucking awesome, guys. Good luck.
This is for the title.
No hurt feelings.
Battle! 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 Last round!
Pat made fun of my outfit. That's not even a button-up. It's six dinner plates on a tablecloth.
It's true, I'm kind of out of shape, but the most athletic thing this cokehead has ever done is have an eight ball in his side pocket.
Wow, Pat, my suit is tighter than that joke. Pat, I'm sorry your show was canceled. The only packets you'll be finishing now are filled with soy sauce.
Alex was on the show New Girl, which is ironic because it looks like he's transitioning into one right now.
Pat, I would tell you to eat those words, but clearly you've already eaten the whole paragraph. Pat's dad fought in Vietnam and still has PTSD from the one time he saw Pat do stand-up.
Oh! Wow.
Oh, we're talking dads, huh? Well, it's funny. Alex loves to dance. He learned it from his dad, who did the Running Man right out of his life.
That's it.
That was fun.
Full contact sport happened. All right.
Judges. So this was so much fun. Alex, I want to know what inside you made you go from your regular battle position, your regular battle attitude.
Jeff, it's not a choice.
He was afraid to lose.
I'm asking. I put a lot of acid last week, and I thought this would be fun.
Yeah.
Still there.
Yeah. Clearly, someone who's always on weed and coke would have to use smoke and mirrors to beat me.
Now,
there's no smoking.
Any question what's left inside of him?
I put myself on the line tonight. Pat had every opportunity to take me down.
Man, that's.
Was the outfit something you had or something you thought of and went and got?
Oh, no, you have this, Jeffrey.
Yes!
This is an actor finding
amazing.
A new level of his range. Well, you found new range. You found new range today. So I really so impressed. Pat, you have killer jokes. You're a great writer, man. Great writer. Terrible dresser. Great writer.
Next to him.
Next to him, yeah. Come on.
And, God, I laughed so much tonight. So, I don't want to call it. I want Chris and Tony to weigh in before we call it here.
Yeah, man. Hey, dude, Pat, a.k.a. Swap Meat Personified. Yo, you got jokes, dog. Like, for real. Like, your jokes are ill. But, Alex, my man, I hate what I'm looking at.
We all do.
But dog, you're a beast, man, and just your transitional jokes alone were like crazy, and then
that's it. Chris, you look like something I scooped out of my litter box and put a little hat on.
Yeah, all right, that was fucking corny, but yeah, cool, man. Cool, man. You won the battle. Don't do this, whatever this is.
Yeah. That was the gayest black joke in history, by the way. I mean, congratulations? I don't know. Go ahead, Tom. Oh, shit.
You know, Pat, you're a great writer. I think if there's one thing that there's, you know, everybody could see clearly tonight is if you want to be the fucking, you know, the battler and not the writer, then you sort of have to dress the part. I don't know if coming in full Shawshank Redemption really helped you tonight. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. Alex has been the champ, and, you know, Pat, you brought it tonight, and that's what's one of the great things about roast battles, that the loser is still a winner, and, you know, to be the champ, you gotta beat the champ, is what the great Ric Flair once said, and Alex held it down. And, you know, Alex is like a champion in multiple weight classes. He's basically the roast battles Conor McGay guy.
Jason, closing thoughts for these performers.
Woo.
Go ahead.
No. Alex, you crushed it. I mean, you found a character tonight that unfortunately, I think I'm missing more of.
That's a good point. Alex Hooper, the fucking champ. Congratulations, man.
Held it down, keeps his belt. The champ wins again. Hug each other. Wow. What a night. Champ still got it. Let's go, champ! Let's go, champ!
So one of the things was you had a level of, after the battle, I didn't know you that well then, but you had a level of frustration and mixed with respect that was just making for me to like put my DJ shit up a little slower because I just liked watching you. It was almost like when Sean Payton kicks the onside field goal to start the game and they did it and they score. You were like, that's fucking bullshit. You shouldn't do that. But damn, it's genius. So it was like one of those things. So what were you feeling after that battle?
I was so mad because I felt like I had wasted my time preparing.
You wouldn't talk to me right away. You looked at me. I went, hey, man. And you went, I need a day. And then you just said that? And then you walked away.
Well, the first,
damn,
no,
Pat.
But he
knew because the first thing he said to me was like, I hope you're not mad at me. He knew I was going to be mad.
Oh, yeah, I knew.
Why would you be mad because he dressed like a fucking...
Because in the moment, I'm telling you, I was in my own head and I felt like I wasted all my time preparing for what was an impossible situation. And yeah. Now looking back, I realize it wasn't
was
impossible. I just had to let... Yeah, but I was so in the game that
so maybe
my head up.
So maybe you beat yourself.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So maybe you shouldn't have been...
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't have been ignoring... Alex, you should have been ignoring yourself.
Yeah,
but in the moment, he apologized to me like the next day and was
nice.
I'm sorry if I was rude
nice
last
guy.
Night. And I understood because what I did I don't think anything like that had ever been done before,
no,
like
in
Rose Battle, like not to that level.
Yeah, staying in character the whole time like that.
Yeah, and so I understood why, like, he was upset with me is just, you know, but in my mind, I was just like, just being creative, and I was like, I'm gonna make this a better show tonight.
And the
it's
thing
great
is,
to see that you've grown as an artist because of what happened. Like throughout your battling career, I guess now, like, you've literally grown as a performer and as a human. Anything you want to plug, Alex? Anything coming up?
HooperComedy.com has all of my tour dates coming up for a lot of stuff in LA for the next 2 months, then a lot of out of town stuff 2019. Listen to my album Hugs, Drugs, Pugs on Spotify or Apple Music, and just watch my clips online and shit like that. Please
like, subscribe, leave a review, please. Rest in peace, Brandon Jetty.
It's a good show.